Hare Krishna. Question from Rambhadra Priya Prabhu. Is there any significance for why Krishna uses specific names for referring to Arjuna in specific contexts? For example, in 14.11 and 12, he uses the name Bharatarshaba and then he uses the word Kurunandana. And he's talking about the modes over there. Answer: yes, there can be correlations. And if the acharyas are talking about it, we can mention them directly, we can quote them and explain them directly. And if the acharyas are not talking about it directly, then we can look at the context to see if there is any immediate correlation. And if we don't find any correlation like that, then also we can understand that the culture within which Krishna and Arjuna lived, that is a culture where there was abundant personal references to the various characters. That means that the characters would refer to each other by their personal names and epithets, and often they would refer to each other by different names, by various names. So the idea is that when we are talking, it shows respect to each other. It's a culture of respectfulness where we recognize the person's different connections or achievements or attributes, and in that way we appreciate that person. So now if you look at 14.11 and 12, Sarvadvareshu Dehesmin Prakasham Upajayate Jnanam Yada Yadate Vidyat Vivruddham Sattvam Ityuta. So then, so it is 14.12 and 13. Then, Lobha Pravrittirarambha Karmanam Vashimasma Yasetani Jayante Vridhe Urudhan Bharatarsha Sarvadvareshu Dehesmin Prakasham Upajayate Jnanam Yada Tada Vidyat Vivruddham Sattvam Ityuta. And Lobha Pravrittirarambha Karmanam Vashimasma Yasetani Jayante Vridhe Bharatarsha. And then, there is Aprakasho Pravrittischa Pramado Mohoyasya Tamasetan Jayante Vivruddhe Kurunandana. So basically Bharatarshabha and Kurunandana are used over here. So now we could say that Krishna's overall disposition in the 14th chapter is that one should cultivate goodness and then go beyond goodness towards transcendence. So we see that in 14.11, when he's talking about the mode of goodness, Sarvadvareshu Dehesmin Prakashabhujayate Jnanam Yadatada Vidyat Vivruddham Sattvamityuta. There he's not using any specific honorific to refer to Arjuna, but in 12th and 13th verses he does refer to honorifics. So we could infer that here, by talking about how Arjuna is the greatest of the Bharatas, how he is a beloved son of a beloved scion in the Kuru dynasty. So from that, Krishna is indicating to Arjuna that he should, just as he is a great fighter coming in the dynasty of great fighters, therefore he should fight and he should resist the various, he should resist the pullings of the lower modes. And by resisting the pullings of the lower modes, he can cultivate goodness and beyond goodness towards transcendence. So broadly speaking, from the context, this is what we can infer. And if the acharyas are given specific meanings for specific names, for example, when Krishna uses the word Madhusudana, or when Arjuna uses the word Madhusudana, or Sanjay uses the word Madhusudana to refer to Krishna, sometimes the acharyas explain that here the significance is that Arjuna, that Madhu, just as he killed the demon Madhu, similarly Krishna is capable of killing the demons of doubts that are there within Arjuna. So that we can understand if the acharyas have said, or other times also if the acharyas have not said something specifically, but something can be clearly inferred. Say Krishna is telling Arjuna that you have to conquer them. Asamchayam Mahabaho Manodur Nigraham Chalam. This is just an example. So even if suppose the acharyas had not said anything over here, we could say that, oh Arjuna, here they are talking about how you are Mahabaho, you are a great warrior. Now fight the greatest war of your life, the war against your mind, and win that war. It's a tough war, but you can win it. It's a winnable war. So the honorific there can be used for understanding that context, can be understood in that context. And even if there is no specific explanation like that given, and no specific explanation is easily inferable, still we can infer that from the various names used, that there is a culture of mutual respectfulness that was there, and that is evident in the conversations between the characters in the epics. Thank you. Hare Krishna.